Hi there, I'm Fran Watson. I teach a program called The Art of Feminine Presence. And today I want to share with you a little bit about discovering you in the one and how the art of feminine presence is all about containing your own energy and why that matters. So many spiritual practices and teachings focus on the fact that we're all one, one with all that is, that there's no separation between ourselves and others, and we're all part of the same fabric called life. Hey, who can argue? I mean, quantum physics proves it. Metaphysical teachings challenge us to embrace this in programs like The Secret, and just tap into the oneness and everything is possible. And I work with this a lot, and I really believe it. I know it, actually, and it's a really valuable, important part of spiritual training. But for years, as I was working through ideas around spirituality, this teaching just didn't bring me much consistent joy. I continued to feel depressed, my energy depleted, and my motivation flagging under the pressures of all the stuff I had to do at any given moment, caring for people who needed me, my financial responsibilities, and so forth. There's just an endless mountain that seemed to never clear. And this idea of oneness just wasn't quite enough, perhaps because I just couldn't quite connect to my own purpose in all of it. So if I'm one with everything, what does that matter if I write this blog, for example? Surely it's been said a whole bunch of different ways before. And no doubt it has. So what's the point of me in this big soup of oneness? And how does my contribution matter if we're all one anyway? It just all bleeds into each other, and who knows who I am in all of it. But a few years ago then, I came across The Art of Feminine Presence. We call it AFP for short. And this program, created by my mentor, Rachel Jane Groover, taught me a few key concepts that really felt new. They allowed me to feel the power of me, my presence, and my connection to the big one. They resonated as an incredibly straightforward path to knowing that what I do matters and that I do matter. Everything about me is just as important as anything that's gone before or will come. But the first step in really feeling that is what we do in every AFP gathering, a circle or a one-on-one consultation. We do a tune-in. What am I feeling in my body is the first step. What am I feeling in my whole body just right now without judgment or needing to understand why things are the way they are? Just feeling and offering my loving attention to the body aspects that really just want my attention. Simple awareness and wonder at this amazing instrument, this vehicle I was born into, and my ride for this lifetime. Step two, what am I feeling emotionally? When I consider how I feel right now and approach that question with curiosity, I find it's the gateway to so much clarity. Naming what I'm actually feeling in the moment is the pathway to getting clear on what I really want, what I need to do next. My habit in the past was to always focus on what I wanted to feel, what I should be feeling, what an acceptable feeling might be, or what a given story should have me feeling, whether I was mad or glad or sad. I would dramatize it versus actually noticing what I was really feeling. The third step, what do I notice about the space around my body? In AFP, we lovingly refer to the space around the body up to just about past an arm's length as the light globe or energetic presence. Visually, I often refer my clients to imagine the Leonardo da Vinci diagram of the body stretched out with a sphere circulating all around it. So this isn't a new idea, but if you can connect to that idea, it's a game changer. It's that space that holds us, contains us, and it's the first experience others have of us, that undeniable something that tells someone how we're feeling long before our eyes meet or they actually connect with us. So in AFP, we do many, many practices to connect to this space around our bodies, to visualize it, to sense it, and to notice its outer rim. We put a lot of attention on this outer edge, imagining it as a thick, clear, defining boundary that ideally ends around an arm's length away from us, though the experience of it can vary a lot moment to moment. And why would we do that if we're all one? Why would we want to feel where we end and another begins? Isn't that the opposite of all the big spiritual teachings? And you know what? In some circles it might be, but for me, the recognition of my body, my emotion, contained energy helps me to feel my unique part in this big oneness soup. When I contain it with a clear boundary, my individual light glows with a radiance that has a powerful effect on those around me. Its defined edge helps me to feel my own space, my sovereignty, my individuality, my responsibility, and my freedom to act from this body in this lifetime. And without that consciously defined edge, my energy shrinks or fizzles under stress, which is when I most need it, leaving me really depressed again. My ideas or my feelings and the things I wanted to say and do unexpressed. I make no impact whatsoever when I'm in that space, and I don't feel I matter, and so I shrink some more, and then this cycle of depression just keeps feeding on itself. Another common experience without the defined edge to my light globe is that my energy can get really wildly overbearing, that needy feeling that can become really overwhelming for others. And it makes them want to run away across the street when they see me coming. So, you know that cringing feeling when someone's all over you? It's just so uncomfortable, and people will switch off around you, and you once again are left without the opportunity to be seen for who you really are, and you don't have that impact that you wanted to make. So whether I'm shrinking or overbearing, that lack of a conscious container means that others are less able to experience me in a positive way. And then again, I don't feel like my contribution matters. So now that I have this idea of containing my energy, I can really feel the palpable difference I can make. Me, my body, my emotions, and my desires, surrounded by my contained energetic presence, lit from the inside, fueled by that great oneness. That's where this oneness idea really starts to make sense to me. So just really give it a try, test it out. Do a 5-minute test, a tune in. Ask yourself, what am I feeling in my body? What am I really feeling emotionally? And how is my light globe? Where's the edge of it? Use your imagination to draw that circle like a sphere around your body until you can feel it, just about an arm's length away from you. And just notice the big difference you make in every room you walk into when you choose to switch it on. Just like a light makes a beautiful contribution to a room when it's switched on. Making that impact with all that light and the edge of the light bulb that tempers and makes that light inviting, warm, radiant, and so juicy. It's really the difference that we all want to make. I hope this idea of the containment has been helpful. I really would love to share more of these practices with you over time. So keep coming back. I'll have more for you soon. Talk to you then.